here with me are Andrew Lee. He is a developer and Debian maintainer at the LXDE project. And Christian Wickert, he is also... Christoph Wickert, he is a developer and maintainer at Fedora, is it right?
This is right, yeah.
Okay. So, and Andrew Lee, you are from...
Taiwan.
Yeah. And you're here at Linux Tech today or the whole week. Just for the Linux Tech?
And also mini.conf and LSD meetup.
And do you like it here?
Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay. You are well known with the founder of LXDE, is this correct?
I'm not a founder, I just...
But you know him personally.
Yeah.
So he's also
and
from Asia,
right.
And so you know him.
Yep.
Yeah, and how is he like? And
He's now a formal doctor working in hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nothing technical.
Yes, but he's still like coding, so still doing the development and also look after his patients at the same time.
Okay, what was his intention when he founded LXDE? For a doctor, it's maybe not usual to do such things.
Yeah. When I met him, he was a student, a poor student, and he used to a Windows programmer and wrote a very famous software that in Taiwan, the most of university students, they use his software to get on BBS.
BBS in Britain?
The BBS is like a telnet protocol that you can connect to a site, has lots of information, board on that. This is that kind of system.
Okay. And now he's still an active developer in LXDE.
Yeah. The program is called PC Man, so this is his nickname from, because the software was called PC Man.
And what does it do?
It's just a telnet protocol client to connect to BBS system. And he started to use Linux, so I show him some lots of things, but during the time, he don't have a lot of. He only have a Pentium 2, 266 megahertz machine, very old, because he was a poor student, and that was 2005. And in 2006, that our company has a retired machine, which has a broken hard drive. Then I bought a new hard drive, repair the very old laptop, and give to him as a gift. And then after a few weeks, he showed me he load a new program called IETab. Maybe you know this is a Firefox or Mozilla plugin called IETab. And then later he complained that he cannot use KDE or GNOME or other Linux software on the old computer because it runs too slow. And he finally just decided that he wanted to write a file manager. But during the time that the file manager was broken, still nothing works. But after that, 2007, there's a guy from community called Joseph. And Joseph knows a lot of things, and he shared lots of things and teach PC Man how to do the right way for coding. And start to build a lightweight desktop. That's just a concept right there. And then in nowadays, that LSD project is there and international. And just the story was just a pro student. He wants everything. He wrote the code to run on very cheap hardware and fast.
Yeah, now it's a virtual community all around the world.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story. Christoph, maybe you can say which parts of LXDE there are now out. We just heard there is this file manager, but that's not the only one.
Yeah, originally it all started with PCMan.fm, which actually is PCMan's file manager. Then it was enhanced by LXPanel, which was based on FBPanel. It's a lightweight GTK-based desktop panel. And later on, a lot of components were added so that finally it was a complete desktop solution. For example, you have Alex Session, a session manager that is responsible of starting applications and watching them. If they crash, they are getting restarted. There's Alex Session added to add the auto-started applications and a session management editor. Well, there is actually a whole lot of components. Alex Input, the keyboard and mouse configuration tool. Alex Appearance, which is for setting the GTK theme and the look and feel, everything. Well, and it's getting more and more components. They are not only written by PCmen any longer, but we have more people joining up. For example, many people complain about the new login manager for GNOME, GDM, because it requires GNOME session and a lot of GNOME components. And I know very many people were very unhappy with that. And suddenly one of the Chinese guy, D-God is his nickname, we all don't know him, we all don't know his real name, but he showed up in the LXDE forum and he said, well, I've written a new login manager and I called it LXDM because I use LXDE as my desktop environment and I want to contribute to your project. Well, and now we have a login manager from one day to the next. Of course, it's not done with that. Of course, you need to improve it over the time. It's now at version 0.2.0, so it's still a young project, but it works quite well. And because LXDE is modular, there are no large dependency change, it's easy to add new components. And yeah, there are more and more components. But on the other hand, we don't necessarily do everything of our own. For example, as the window manager, we are using OpenBox because it's a very good and very lightweight window manager, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. We are using a GPIC view as an image viewer. We are using LeafPad as editor. As you may know, LeafPad is not developed by the LXDE project. GPIC view is, but basically we now have everything you need for a lightweight desktop. You have desktop icons, you have a panel, you have a background, a window manager, an image viewer, a text editor. So everything you expect from a desktop environment. What else is there? Alex Launcher, it's a special launcher for netbooks, just like the launcher that was on the ASUS EPC series originally. Well, it's everything you need.
And it's growing.
Yeah, it's growing, the community is growing, the number of components obviously is growing too, and well, the growth of the community is, of course, it's good. But it's also a challenge because we need to learn how to manage a growing community. In the past, it was only PCmen. It was very much focused on him. But now, and then it became very popular in Taiwan. So it was mainly a Taiwanese project. But as the community is growing, it's spreading all across the world. It's, for example, there are people from South America actively involved and so on, and we need to organize and to communicate the whole community.
You just said it's a GTK based thing, is it right?
Yeah, everything except OpenBox is GTK based. We decided, or PCmen originally decided to use GTK because GTK is, it's not necessarily the most lightweight toolkit, but if you are going for, if you want to have something that is good to localize and that supports input methods, this is very important for Asian people because they have different characters, different alphabet than we have here in Europe. So they decided to go for GTK, and I think it was a right decision.
Yeah, Lee, do you agree? Is this a right decision?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you can explain what is the benefit if I use LXDE over, for instance, GNOME. Why should I use LXDE?
I think that most people that if in Asia we have some less powerful hardware, for instance, or some schools they have some old hardware, they cannot offer the money to buy upgrade a new machine. So LSD brings the alternative, and also the alternative for upgrade and for free. They don't have to upgrade the hardware, but they can upgrade at more speed from the software. That's the main benefit.
Okay. So the most people using LXD are still Asian people, is it the right, or?
I think it's spread quite worldwidely. As I heard of it, the Debian EDU has a project in Spain, ST Medulla, and now they use LXD component for their primary school installation. And the Canop is the new version. They switched from KDE to LXDE. It's a mini Canopus or something. And also the Debian EDU in Germany also start to use LXD as default.
Ah, okay. I heard there is Ubuntu distribution also based on LXDE, Lubuntu.
Lubuntu it's called,
Lubuntu.
But this is because all the Lubuntu projects have their own name, but generally speaking you can say that LXDE is now in every major distribution. For example, in Fedora it's called the Fedora LXDE Spin, in Mandriva there's a MUT LXDE Live CD, in OpenSUSE there's an OpenSUSE LXDE Live CD. So basically you can install all the packages in every distribution because they are available in the package repositories, and most distributions already have an existing Live CD. For example, Andrew has built in a very amazing LXDE Live CD on Debian. You have XFCE and LXDE together on one CD, and you can already in the installer, in the boot, at the boot prompt, you can decide whether to boot the LXDE desktop or the XFCE desktop, or if you want to install straight away, and which variant do you want to install. Basically, by now we have covered all major Linux distributions. Zedux is the next one to release a dedicated LXDE version, but to get back to the original point, Lubuntu is the most, well, one of the well-known ones, although they are still young, they get a lot of attraction and momentum in the press because, as we all know...
Because it's Ubuntu.
Yeah, because it's some Ubuntu.
Yeah, it's Xubuntu, yeah. I know there's also in Arch Linux a port, so I'm using LXDE some weeks now. I'm just getting into it, but yeah, it's nice. It works, and for me, it was a little bit complicated to find out which dialog for configuration I have to use here and there. It's, I think, a little bit easier in GNOME and KDE. They are all together in one. Mm-hmm. And in LXDE you have to know, okay, for your display settings you have to use LX render, and mm-hmm. for my mouse I have to use this one. Maybe you can do some together these different configuration settings.
Actually, there is already somebody who wrote a LX control center or something like this. Mm-hmm. Not sure about the name, but something with control and LX, of course.
Okay.
But basically, it's just one application that starts all the other apps. Now, with the new PCMan FM, we have the application menu directly integrated into the file manager. What people already know from the macOS Finder. You have applications right in the Finder. And from there, you have a good starting point to all the settings entries. It's kind of a design decision, because LXDE wants to remain modular. It's easy to replace one component with another. For example, if you don't like OpenBox and you want to use Fluxbox instead, you just have to say to change one line in a config file. You can even do it graphically in LX session edit. You just replace the command for the window manager LXDE openbox with Fluxbox, and you're done. and it's not that easy in other desktop environments. So LXDE is more a collection of very lightweight applications than the all-in-one tightly integrated desktop environment as GNOME, for example, is. But this is because we want to remain modular.
Is there a version number for LXDE?
No, as we are modular, all components have their own version numbers. But usually, if it comes to version numbers for the LXDE project, we use the version number of LXDE Common. LXDE Common is a package that includes all the configuration files and artwork and this stuff. And this is the one that ties everything together. All the components are tied together under the umbrella of the LXDE Common package, and it is currently at 0.54. 0.55 is already tagged in our Git repository, but not yet released as a tarball.
Are there any new features in this 0.55 release?
Well, the main features are, of course, the new login manager, but it is not specific to LXDE. You can also use it with your favorite desktop. You can also log into GNOME with LXDM. And on the other hand, the biggest thing that we had to do was to rewrite the file manager. The original PCMan.fm didn't have support for virtual file systems. You may think, well, virtual file systems are not important, but in fact they are, because otherwise you don't have a trash can, or no proper trash can. It was like, if you delete a file, it's gone.
And no now, problem with that.
Yeah,
for me.
But many people have, because they don't think before they delete something. Yeah. And this is why we needed to, well, you could. There were some people who had added dirty hacks in order to move it just to a folder, but PCMan said, no, we need to rewrite it from scratch. We need to do it properly. And, he has added support for virtual file systems through GVFS. And this not only enables the trash can, but also enables things like you can access Samba shares or FTP shares or SSH through the file manager now, which is a very cool feature.
Yeah. I'd like to have that.
Yeah, then go for the latest version.
Okay, it's already there, so.
It's still in beta state.
It's RC one state.
Ah, okay, RC yeah. Already. It's 0.97, which is RC one. There's another one or two RCs going to come, and then we are at 1.0, which is the major rewrite.
Okay, Andrew, compared to XFCE and Enlightenment, why do we need LXDE here? So there are already some lightweight desktop environments. What is so special about LXDE?
I think the Christian already answered, says that there's a modularized.
That's the only one. The only difference.
Well, if you speak of, sorry for stealing the question, if you speak of XFCE, for example, XFCE is kind of related, because there is XFCE code actually in LXDE.
Ah, okay.
So we treat them as our brothers. And but still, LXDE has a configuration framework, XFconf, which is a central requirement. XFCE has its own widget libraries, libxfce GUI or libxfce UI in the new version that is going to come up. And we don't have this. We have stripped down everything to pure GTK. So this makes it a little bit more lightweight, and it helps us to keep it modular.
Mm-hmm. So what are the minimal requirements for a PC running LXDE? It shouldn't be exact, just for the listeners, what do I need minimal to run LXDE?
I think that PCMan has still have an old development machine. It's Pentium 2 266 machine. and runs well. So he's always tested the LSD from the machine. So at least that machine runs really fast, and some older version can still acceptable speed. And if the with the LTSP server synchronized setup, then you can even use the old, more slow machines together.
So if I have a slow machine at home and I already thought, okay, I go to trash with it, maybe now I can pivot up with LXDE, use it.
Yeah, with the LTSP server, then you can run syncline mode.
Yeah, for instance.
Yeah. As long as the machine is able to run a decent Linux distribution, it can run LXDE, because the main memory and CPU consumption is not LXDE, but the everything below the hood, you know? For example, Fedora has larger requirements because the installer requires like 384 megabytes of memory. But this is a requirement from the installer and not from LXDE itself. You can remove memory after you have installed it, and it will still run at a reasonable, speedy fashion.
Okay. What do I need minimal at the GTK version? I mean, maybe I can install an old Linux kernel and some old GTK versions to limit this also? I don't know.
I'm not really aware of it, but I think you should have a decent GTK version. I think something like 2.18 should be okay, but
18.
Older versions, I think 2.14 will not be sufficient. Either 2.16 or 2.18.
Okay. Yeah, and I heard you, Andrew, are going to talk, I think, tomorrow here at Linux Tech about LXDE. What is the topic about?
The OSD's past and the future.
Ah, okay. So we heard a little bit of the future here already. Is there anything you'd like to add? What will it be?
We will see it tomorrow.
Yeah, but our listeners in the internet are not here tomorrow. Will the talk be online at the
I think Linux Tech has a
I think I'm not sure if there will be a video stream, but the I think there will be an audio recording, and we put on the slides as well. You can find them in the LXDE wiki, which is wiki.lxde.org, obviously, and we even will upload there to them to other services. We already have a couple of presentations we gave at FOSDEM or Chemnitzer Linux Tage, and you can find all of that in the wiki.
How is the LXDE project financed?
We do have an LXDE foundation, which is just a body, because we need a legal entity in order to collect donations. It's a German e.V. for the German listeners.
Why is it a German e.V.?
Because it was founded here in Berlin, because here are people who are interested in LXDE, who are working in LXDE. I think LXDE is especially popular here in Germany. I mean, of course, in Taiwan and all over Europe and in South America. But here in Germany, there's a lot of people, so the LXDE Foundation was founded in Berlin, and it collects some money. It's not that much. We are still looking for sponsors, of course. For example, hardware vendors that are selling. There are already hardware vendors, for example, in South America, in Brazil, that are selling laptops, netbooks with LXDE.
Yeah.
And these are, it would be nice if they actually gave something back to the community. So in order we can make things like Andrew coming over here to Europe, so we can make these things happen. Because, of course, he cannot travel for free. So everybody who's using LXDE and who thinks, I'd like to donate a little, go to the LXDE homepage. There's a PayPal button, and you can, whatever sum you are able to afford, we are happy about it.
And if I want to join the development crew, just also go to the homepage and go to our IRC, or how do I get in touch with you people?
On our homepage, we have a page for community and how to join. It describes all the structure about our community and all the methods you can join, all the resources you can use, and it leads you to the bug tracker and where to download and where to discussion and the mailing list and the forum and the blog and everything. Just like that. And also how to translation. Everything is documented on the website.
Okay, then go to alexde.org. And have a look at maybe join, maybe sponsor or something like that. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Christoph, for being here. And have a nice Linux talk the rest of the days here. And maybe next year we see each other again.
Yeah, thanks to Radio Tux.